अथ द्वात्रिंशः सर्गः। ततः शूर्पणखा दृष्ट्वा सहस्राणि चतुर्दश हतान्येकेन रामेण रक्षसाम् भीमकर्मणा। दूषणम् चकरम् चैव हतम् त्रिशिरसं रणे। दृष्ट्वा पुनर्महानादान्ननादजलदोपमा सा दृष्ट्वा कर्म रामस्य कृतमन्यैः सुदुष्करम्। जगाम परमोद्विग्नालङ्काम् रावणपालिता सा ददर्श विमानाग्रे रावणम् दीप्ततेजसम्। उपोपविष्टम् सचिवैर्मरुद्भिरिव वासवम् आसीनम् सूर्यसङ्काशे काञ्चने परमासने। रुक्मवेगिगतम् प्राज्यम् ज्वलन्तमिव पावकम्। देवगन्धर्वभूतानाम् ऋषीणाम् च महात्मना अजेयम् समरे घोरम् व्याप्ताननमिवान्तकम्। देवासुरविमर्देषु वज्राशनिकृतव्रणम् ऐरावतविषाणाग्रैरुत्कृष्टकिणवक्षसम्। विंशद्भुजम् दशग्रीवम् दर्शनीयपरिच्छदम् विशालवक्षसम् वीरम् राजलक्षणलक्षितम्। नद्धवैदूर्यसङ्काशम् तप्तकाञ्चनभूषणम् सुभुजम् शुक्लदशनम् महास्यम् पर्वतोपमम्। विष्णुचक्रनिपातैश्च शतशो देवसंयुगे अन्यैः शस्त्रैः प्रहारैश्च महायुद्धेषु ताडितम्। अहताङ्गैः समस्तैस्तम् देवप्रहरणैस्तदा अक्षोभ्याणाम् समुद्राणाम् क्षोभणम् क्षिप्रकारिणम्। क्षेप्तारम् पर्वताग्राणाम् सुराणाम् च प्रमर्दनम्। उच्छेत्तारम् च धर्माणाम् परदाराभिमर्शनम्। सर्वदिव्यास्त्रयोक्तारम् यज्ञविघ्नकरम् सदा पुरीम् भोगवतीम् गत्वा पराजित्य च वासुकिम्। तक्षकस्य प्रियाम् भार्याम् पराजित्य जहारयः। कैलासम् पर्वतम् गत्वा विजित्य नरवाहनम्। विमानम् पुष्पकम् तस्य कामगम् वैजहारयः। वनम् चैत्ररथम् दिव्यम् नलिनीम् नन्दनम् वनम्। विनाशयति यः क्रोधाद्देवोद्यानानि वीर्यवान्। चन्द्रसूर्यौ महाभागा उत्तिष्ठन्तौ परन्तपौ। निवारयति बाहुभ्याम् यः शैलशिखरोपमः। दशवर्षसहस्राणि तपस्तप्त्वा महावने पुरा स्वयम्भुवे धीरः शिरांस्युपजहारयः। देवदानवगन्धर्वपिशाचपतगोरगैः अभयम् यस्य सङ्ग्रामे मृत्युतो मानुषादृते। मन्त्रैरभिष्टुतम् पुण्यमध्वरेषु द्विजातिभिः। हविर्धानेषु यः सोममुपहन्ति महाबलः। प्राप्तयज्ञहरम् दुष्टम् ब्रह्मघ्नम् क्रूरकारिणम्। कर्कशम् निरणुक्रोशम् प्रजानामहिते रतम्। रावणम् सर्वभूतानाम् सर्वलोकभयावहम्। राक्षसी भ्रातरम् क्रूरम् साददर्शमहाबलम्। तम् दिव्यवस्त्राभरणम् दिव्यमाल्योपशोभितम्। आसने सूपविष्टम् तम् काले कालमिवोद्यतम्। राक्षसेन्द्रम् महाभागम् पौलस्त्य कुलनन्दनम्। उपगम्याब्रवीद्वाक्यम् राक्षसी भयविह्वला। रावणम् शत्रुहन्तारम् मन्त्रिभिः परिवारितम्। तमब्रवीद्दीप्तविशालोचनम् प्रदर्शयित्वा भयलोभमोहिता। सुदारुणम् वाक्यमभीतचारिणी महात्मना शूर्पणखा विरूपिता। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे द्वात्रिंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड कैंटो 32। शूर्पणखा अप्रोचेस रावण इन लंका। Then, seeing 14,000 ogres of terrible deeds killed by Rama single-handed, and also perceiving Dushana, Kara and Trishira too killed in battle, Shurpanakha uttered loud roars like a cloud. extremely perturbed to perceive the feat of Sri Rama, hard to accomplish for others, she proceeded to Lanka, protected by Ravana. She beheld Ravana of dazzling glory, sitting on the top of his 7-storied palace, surrounded by his ministers as Indra by the wind gods. He was seated on a highly excellent golden throne, shining brightly as the sun, and looked like a fire fed with abundant ghee and burning on a golden altar. He was unconquerable in battle by gods, Gandharvas, genie and high-souled rishis, and looked fierce like death with mouth wide open. He bore on his person scars of wounds caused by the thunderbolt and lightning in the course of conflicts between the gods and the demons, and his chest was marked with callosities resulting from abrasions caused by the tusks of Airavata. The hero had 20 arms, 10 heads, attractive royal paraphernalia, a broad chest, and was distinguished by bodily marks found on the person of a king. He wore the hue of Vaidurya's cat's eye jewels fastened on his person, was adorned with ornaments of refined gold, had shapely arms, white teeth, an enormous mouth, and looked like a mountain. He was struck hundreds of times during wars with gods, with the blows of Vishnu's discus, as also with the strokes of other weapons in great conflicts. With all his limbs that could not be injured, even with the weapons of gods, he churned up the seas, which could not be churned up by others, and was prompt in action. He hurled peaks of mountains by way of missiles and crushed the gods. He uprooted the moral laws and enjoyed others' wives. He knew the use of all celestial missiles and even caused interruption in sacrifices. Proceeding to the city of Bhogavati, the capital of the Nagas, vanquishing Vasuki, the ruler of the Nagas, and routing Takshaka, a leader of Nagas, he took away the latter's dear wife. Reaching Mount Kailasa and fully conquering Kubera, who usually moves on a palanquin carried by men, he took away his aerial car, Pushpaka, which could go wherever its master liked. The valiant Ravana, in his anger, laid waste the celestial garden Chaitraratha of Kubera and the lake Nalini, situated in the center of Chaitraratha, the garden Nandana of Indra, the lord of paradise, as well as the other gardens of gods. Resembling a mountain peak in size, he intercepted with his arms the highly blessed moon and sun, the tormentors of their enemies, appearing at the horizon. Having practiced austerities in a large forest for 10,000 years, the strong-minded man offered to Brahma, the self-born in the remote past, his 10 heads by way of oblation at a sacrifice. As a result of this, immunity was secured by him on the battlefield from fear of death at the hands of gods, demons, Gandharvas, fiends, birds, and serpents, barring human beings. In the course of sacrifices, that ogre of great might used to spill the holy Soma drink glorified through the chanting of sacred texts by Brahmanas in sanctuaries where the Soma juice was extracted. The wicked fellow used to wreck sacrifices which had reached the stage of completion, killed Brahmanas and perpetrated other cruel acts, was rough, pitiless, and intent on doing harm to created beings. The said ogress saw her cruel brother, who was possessed of great might, made all living beings cry through his tyranny and persecution, and was a source of terror to all the worlds. Approaching him, the celebrated and highly blessed Ravana, the ruler of ogres, the delight of the race of Rakshasas, the scions of Pulastya, the slayer of enemies, who was comfortably seated on his throne in celestial robes, adorned with celestial jewels and decked with heavenly garlands, looked like Kala, the all-destroying time spirit active at the time of universal dissolution, and was surrounded by his counselors, the ogres. Shurpanakha, who was overpowered with fear, proceeded to speak as follows. Displaying her disfiguration, Shurpanakha, who stood bewildered with fear and covetousness for Sri Rama, and who formerly roamed about fearlessly and had been mutilated by the high-souled Lakshmana, addressed to Ravana, who was possessed of large burning eyes, the following exceptionally harsh words. Thus ends Canto 32 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a Rishi and the oldest epic.